This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that headline.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Lucy.
That was unexpected.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz.
Yes. Stand by. I've lost my place for a moment.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Too early for the news.
I'll be here.
It's time to go back in time. I know it's a time, Mike, you enjoy thinking about.
Yes.
When I was a teenager. When I was not yet old enough to drive.
In a Gotta DeVita.
Old enough to be working part-time in radio.
Uh-huh.
And going to high school. Around 10th grade. Anyway, I received this note from what I believe is a former friend. Who we may try to call here.
Good. This is from your formative years.
Good luck reading this guy's handwriting.
Oh, my God.
And Buzz, please stand by.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I'll be right here.
If you need me.
Hi, Mike.
That's my real name.
That's Don.
Don Geronimo.
Radio name.
Michael Source.
Real name.
I do not know if you remember me, but I knew you at Magruder High School in 10th grade and about four or 3.5 months in 11th grade. I left in December, abbreviated, that year, because my dad had to go back to his company in Los Angeles. It was a quick departure from Rockville/Durwood. Before I knew it, I was back in L.A. in a new school, high school, where I am originally from, because my parents moved to Maryland from L.A. a year before I started Magruder High School.
And the handwriting is really mental patient all the way.
I remember we were on the same football team in 10th grade, JV. I was on the offensive line, guard, and most times center. 11th grade. All right.
I know.
11th grade. Whoa.
It's both challenged and challenging.
It's two W's glued together. 11th grade, a disaster. For me, on the varsity team football.
What a disaster for me.
Dash, by then, I hated football. I started in the L.A. area when I was in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Pop Warner football. Pop Warner almost destroyed. Always good, up to the JV year at MHS, Magruder High School. Parentheses, that was my best year in football at Magruder 10th grade. I think you and I used to hang out together after school sometimes. Over.
Next page.
I see.
How I found out your whereabouts is on the internet.
Ah! Shock.
I'm not that good with computers.
No.
Or writing.
But I was curious to look up Magruder High School alumni.
Sure.
I got on Google and it showed up. MHS, Wikipedia. So I looked that up, and then it mentioned notable alumni and saw your name.
There I am.
It's been such a long time, I thought that sounds familiar. That last name, Source. Think we knew each other. I do not have my yearbook from 10th grade. I lost it.
Now, Mike, you just got to know, Mike is doing a masterful job. He's not doing his... His patented "I can't read" thing.
No, I'm just really reading this as it should be read.
As it's written, there are words that are misspelled.
I lost it on "It's missing." Left it at my parents, the only one I had. Hence, no, he wouldn't say hence. Wait a minute. I lost it, or it's missing. Left it at my parents' house in a box, the only one I had. And I think the robbers took it.
Every detail.
It was the only thing I had left from Maryland.
Oh, his yearbook.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, comma.
Good.
I feel like I'm going into memory lane. I lost contact with the other classmates from MHS after living here for a while. I sometimes wonder what's going on.
This sounds like a name from the past that I want to hook up with now.
I think so.
I sometimes wonder what's going on in their lives.
Sure.
Never went to any of the reunions. Did see one girl from your class of 76. She was a freshman at my college. Why is freshman plural? She was a freshman at my college when I was there my first year. Mm-hmm. I did remember her, but now I forgot her name. Still remember her face. It looked like she shaved me. She showed me her Magruder High School yearbooks.
Good.
Oh, and he does one of those things that I do too, because I can't write. Jamming it all down at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, real tiny letters.
This is going to be difficult. Bear with me here.
All right.
She showed me her MHS yearbooks. Save my 11th grade picture, which I never saw before. It was not too good of a picture. 2TO.
Sounds like it could have been one of my buddies. He could have been hanging out in my crew when I was about 10th grade.
Page 3. I hope you remember me.
Almost over.
It probably seems odd that I'm trying to contact you. He's great at the top of the page.
Sure, lots of room.
It probably seems odd, underlined, that I'm trying to contact you. Hopefully, we can get together next time I'm in the D.C. area.
Oh, no.
I like checking out some of the museums in D.C.
So do you.
The Smithsonian, Dash Post Office.
That's a good one.
And some other ones as well.
Sure.
Sorry, my writing is so messy. Hope to hear from you. Take care. Sincerely. And then he's got his name down here.
Okay, well, if you'll pass it over. So thank you, Mike,
good
for
letter.
Reading
that. Thank you. Pleasure to read.
Good letter.
Try to call his cell right now.
Well
his
read.
Name is Mike Ludwig.
Very good.
Ludwig.
Let's chat with him, see how he's doing. He said something about college, so obviously he's done a little college.
An educated man.
Some people just can't, should really hit the keyboard.
Some people are better at math than, say, writing.
Well, some people actually can write, but they can't handwrite.
Mm-hmm.
Call his cell. What I want to know is...
Letter writing, a lost art.
It is, but this guy still does it.
Did he know that I was destined for greatness? Hello? Hello, Mike? Hello, Mike Ludwig.
Hello.
I am positive I dialed the correct number. He picked up the telephone. He's in Los Angeles. There's no way he could be hearing this.
Hello.
Do I hear flames?
Yeah, it might be a little smoky. Although they're getting that under control, right?
In place.
We'll be riding wildfire.
Hello.
Mike. Mike Ludwig.
Hello.
MHS, class of 76.
Hello, Magruder High School. What in the name of God has happened?
I'll redial.
Yeah. Might get a busy signal.
Probably be busy.
Let's hope we get through.
Get his voicemail.
2, 3. You may have to write him a letter.
I took a lot of letter writing. But it is a lost art, and now I know why.
And this is the guy who lost it.
Just a different ring? Does sound like a better ring.
Come on now. Now, if his phone had gone off in his pocket or something. Hello? Hello?
Now I'm concerned. Hello? Hello?
Are you all right?
Hello?
Hello, Mike Ludwig.
Hello?
What kind of crazy
try
joke
you might
is...
want to try it again. Okay. Maybe the third time's the charm.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Because somebody's just picking up the phone, not saying anything.
Some phones have an auto-answer feature, so maybe it's that. I don't know.
Of course, haven't we regained the written word by email? Probably not.
No, the last well-written email you got.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you do have spell check, though.
Yeah, but still.
I don't even run them through grammar. Spell check most of the
most
time.
People
spell check helps with grammar as well.
What's ruined it?
I am. LOL.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Hello, Mike?
See, Buzz, this doesn't sound like any kind of automatic answering. It sounds like someone's actually picking up the phone and just choosing not to say anything. All right, I'll try this cat at home.
Oh, right. Good.
There's a home number as
get
well.
Get somewhere with that.
Calling Los Angeles. Let's see what happens.
Probably.
Hold on, you know what?
Probably.
What?
That was his home.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
How odd. That sounded very strange. Oh.
We'll be riding. Man, I hope that's not the case.
All right, this is his cell.
Calling the cell now.
Here we go.
Here we go. Feeling lucky now.
Come on. Make a big connection from my past. I will say we knew you were destined for greatness.
And I guarantee he's going to sound better than that letter.
He made all of us proud.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
We'll hear his voice now.
Your message for 323.
Oh, no, it's automatic. You know what? He doesn't even give a voice recognition.
Well, that adds to the mystery.
To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Okay.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Sorry, that voice mailbox is invalid.
Of course.
Oh.
Huh?
You mean he's not dead, Rob?
She means invalid.
Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail.
Well, that's
Goodbye.
Not right.
You know what I think?
What?
I think shortly after he mailed that letter, God robbed from him his most gracious gift. It's that life. Of life.
We try his home number again.
Robbie's not dead.
Oh, yeah? Well, then why isn't he answering, Mike?
Someone's picking up that phone at home.
Sure, the murderer.
No.
Yeah, I've seen it a million times.
Sit down, Columbo.
That's right.
One more question, sir.
Mr. Wishful Thinking over here.
Just one more thing.
All right, trying the guy's home number again. Hello?
Is that like an answering machine that's not been properly set up?
Let's wait and see if it beeps.
It's a melted answering machine.
I'm not quite sure what to do.
Maybe God has stolen from him the gift of talking. Maybe he's hearing every word you say.
He stole the gift of talking for you for a minute there. The gift of Steve talking.
Thank God he gave it back.
I pray to God he takes that gift from you every day.
Keep praying.
I do.
Have Gladys light a candle for that.
Hello, Mike Ludwig.
Mike.
This is the same sound pattern we hear every time we call this number. That's what I'm guessing. It's like an answering machine.
Hold on.
See, we haven't gotten this deep into it.
Mike.
Mike Ludwig.
This is a mystery man.
You know what? Now that I think about it, he may have been one of the guys who knew about the DOT thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
I don't think he was one of the DOT. Oh, no, he wasn't the DOT guy, but he may have been.
Well, you'd remember the name if he was one of your gang.
I believe Mike Ludwig may have been.
Part of the gang?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Part of the Marauders, the Bowery Boys?
There was that whole homoerotic thing.
Cats and Jammer Kids. Sure.
With two of these guys, they were in my gang. And I use that word like in a little rascal's way.
Right.
When I was a kid. And one time, these guys, we were all together drinking Boone's Farm. As many did at that time.
Yep, apple wine and Strawberry Hill.
In a big, gigantic field somewhere. And one of the guys said something like about DOT, and we got him on the ground, and we started, like, giving him Indian burns and everything. Like, tell us what it is. And finally he said, DOT is do our thing, that he and this other guy were doing stuff to each other. And they only said they were doing it because they couldn't find girls.
Right.
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Mike?
Hello?
Hello. Well, that's what it was. It was an answering machine
not
set up properly.
All right. Well, that'll be a mystery, and we'll just leave the guy's letter over here in the corner.
Did we ever leave a proper message for him to call us? You think? Oh, no, we couldn't because he didn't have he's got an answering machine that doesn't work at home, and his cell phone doesn't work at all.
Hold on. Let me try the cell again.
No, he's strictly a writing guy.
He doesn't have a valid mailbox.
Oh, is that what the thing said?
Yeah, this is very strange.
Sure is. Hope he's okay.
Hey, Don.
Excuse me. Yeah, Mike.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid, Mike.
I'm afraid.
Be afraid on Sunday.
Why?
Sweep.
Well, now I know what you wrote down.
No,
and after
don't.
Gladys, who knows?
No, you don't know what I wrote down.
Why don't you share it with me? Why don't you put your predictions out in the air for everybody to see?
I want you to see the faith.
Message for Okay. Record your message after the tone.
Okay.
To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Hello?
Hello?
Waiting for the beep.
Mike Ludwig?
Ludwig? Where's the beep?
Sorry, that voicemail box is invalid.
Okay.
Okay.
The man's not reachable.
This is a mystery that we will have to solve another day, my friends.
Now I'm frightened.
Another day, my friends.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Maybe he's just an illusion. Maybe you ate some moldy bread
brought on by LSD.
She's hallucinating. That's what the problem is. You're fired.
How about when the house called that guy Big Love last night?
Yeah.
He was trying to piss off the Black Mormon guy.
Mormon.
Come on, Big Love.
Got the punch. Got the punch he wanted.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll find out what happens with that on another episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, how you doing this afternoon?
And I bet there's somebody out there that went to my high school that knows about that guy.
Sure.
My name is Mike Ludwig. Let me know what's going on with him. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You have no problems worrying about the Red Sox. Let me tell you something. I'm a big sports gambler, and apparently a lot of people put money on the Rockies to win the World Series at the beginning of the season at 300-1. There's no way Vegas is going to lose that much money. It's just not going to happen.
I like it when I'm reassured by a gambler who makes me feel that there's reassurance due to the fact that the fix is in.
It's fixed. Sure.
That's a good thing. It's all fixed there. I don't have anything to worry about.
And I don't believe that it was a rush of people running to bet everything, like at 300-1 that the Rockies were going
to
be.
Well, at 300-1, they'd have to bet that at the beginning of the season.
I saw one guy. Did you see the fat couple on TV from Denver?
No.
I felt so bad for this son of a bitch. Fat guy, fat girl. She's the fiance.
Right.
15 years, this fat guy's kept this fat chick on the string by kept the ring on a string in front of her nose. By
saying he won't marry her until they win?
Until they make it to the World Series.
Until they make it to the World Series.
And they had them on TV this morning, and she was as happy as a pig in ass. Like,
sure.
He's going to marry me. He's going to marry me. They go to the fat guy. How you doing? He's like,
well, I gave him my word. All I've been doing was waiting and eating. Waiting and eating. Now I'm on my Rocky Mountain High.
15 years. Jesus Christ. Buzz Girdley.
Yes, hi, everybody. This is the news.
Still here.
Now we're caught up. Ready for news and comments and stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.